100 shows and no Irish people. Like, I can't tell why. Maybe just Irish people are like a dry bar. No. And in a dry bar, and I can't say any bad words. Oh, no. I've been acclimatizing. Well, I'm 4 buckets of popcorn deep, so anything could happen. It's great being an immigrant here in your fine country, though. It's really quite a contrast to Ireland. Like, when I grew up, we had pretty much 0% immigration. I was the brownest person, 4 miles. Just a hint of a tan. They were like, look at him. Suspicious. And now we have 17% immigration, and we are the only country in the whole world that doesn't have a single political party in Parliament opposing immigration. The only one. And we can't, because we have shagged our way into all your family trees. Many of you don't even know it. Until that day you get your 23andMe results. You're just like, dude, you're not going to believe this. Yeah, I'm like 17% Irish. This whole time, I thought I was a Filipino. And then they're like, well, that explains the drinking. Because you do. I didn't know this. That when Americans mess up drinking, they blame my people. I don't know if you've heard this, to be like, oh my gosh, I got so wasted on Friday night, I don't remember a thing. Must be my Irish genes. So I looked it up, and it turns out the 3 top-selling beers in America are Budweiser, Bud Light, and for variety, Coors Light. That's not an Irish genes issue, that's a credit score issue. Do shag our way in everywhere. Like, if they make Black Panther 2, there'll be an Irish guy in Wakanda. We turn up everywhere. And that was a real pivotal moment for America, wasn't it? It was about time. Like, 14.6% of Americans are African American. That was your biggest minority group, that movie Black Panther. Getting a superhero. I thought, that is amazing. Who is the next biggest minority group in America to get a superhero? And I looked it up, and it turns out 11.6% of Americans think they're Irish. That's 35 million people. We only have 5 million people in Ireland. And we are not ready for a superhero. What would an Irish superhero do? You're like, look at him. He just got drunk and successfully drove home. There he goes. There. He's a superhero. Why didn't he fly? And you're like, oh no, mostly Filipino. Couldn't handle the drink.
Thank you. not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ohl from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Lazy days and summertime. Small town boy with big dreams, local heroes and beauty queens. Take your shot, darling, while you can. Don't let it slip through your hands. No matter what they say, you're gonna do it anyway. This world keeps spinning round. Our town.
There you go, Mr. Des Murphy and Our Town. Now, I've been talking about it for a number of weeks. And yes, I've been talking about doing the locals only. So I've decided this week to sit down and do a locals only show with all the people I know and all the great musicians I know that are local, and I've seen them. I've seen most of them. I haven't seen Altered Lines, and I haven't seen Jordan Dennis yet. But it will happen. It will happen. And Jordan is actually out on tour now in England. And when he gets back, I'm going to have a chat with him as well to see how the tour went. So I'm looking forward to that too. Anyway, as I said, there's loads of great local artists I've got. And this week's show is made up with nothing but local artists. So you'll hear an awful lot of people that I would have thrown into the show over time. And I've done a locals only before, but there's more locals into this one as well. So, and yes, I've got the Pat McManus Band as well in there too. So there's lots and lots, and even kicking off the show this week, we have comedy from Dave Nihil, and everyone is a bit of Irish in them. Anyway, loads more to come. And if you have a suggested show, you know how you can do that too. You can get in contact with me at theliamburkshow.com. You can get me at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com. And you can get me on Facebook as well. So why not hit me up and let me know if you think there's a show that you'd like to hear played, and I will do my best to play it for you. So loads to come in this show. And as I said already, I've played the likes of Altered Lions Band and all them boys before, but I'm going to play them in this because there's such a fantastic music out there. And it's all locals. Better than that crap on Britain's Got Talent or any of that kind of stuff. We've got some great stuff here. And here is Altered Lions Band with Bridges. There you go, Altered Lions Band and Bridges. Check that out. That's a fantastic video. They're really, really done well. I can't wait to hear the EP because they have an EP coming out as well and I want to hear that too. It'll be phenomenal. And if you get a chance to see the guys, go check them out. Just like this man here. We had a chat with him last year, and I want to have a chat with him again. It is Jordan Dennis. He's on the tour in England, and he will be back here very soon, and I'll have a chat with him. Here is Battle Cry.
Two tears and a holy fright. You come marching from the hills on high. Dog soldiers, iron horses ride. Fires burn against the black of night. The guns they sound and the bullets fly. The mothers run and the children hide. Baddest brothers, sons fight and die. To the air of the battle cry. And the blood on their hands. Forgotten country, they claim the land. 50 on the graves of the native world. In his hand. Left to right, he's gonna cut him down, yeah. They take his life, but his fight lives on. Winning the anthem of the battle song. Shout it. Tell me.
There you go, Mr. Jordan Dennis and Battle Cry. Looking forward to chatting to him soon. And on Locals Only on the Liam Burke Show. For this week, we have lots of great tunes, especially this one from Mr. Tony Smith. And here is Bus Stop.
Thank you. street. Lower your eyes, staring at your feet. Low down, Lord, I want to set me free. In this town, they won't look you in the face. Come on, driver, get me out of this place. Standing at a bus stop, waiting for my medicine. Got my free ticket on the way to Dublin. I got my free ticket all the way to Dublin. Yeah, I got my free ticket all the way to Dublin. Yeah, I got my free ticket all the way to Dublin. Bus stop waiting. Bus stop waiting. Bus stop waiting.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Tony Smith and Bus Stop from the album Tone Tunes. Check them out on the or Tone Songs, Tone Tunes, Tone Songs. Check them out, Mr. Tony Smith. Absolutely cracking. Always comes up with some great stuff. And I'm lucky to be surrounded by all these guys. And here's one from, he's an Irishman that's living in Canada. And I've played it many times before. And here's Davey with Aviator Shades and Burn It Down. Mr. Dave Gorman and Aviator Shades all the way over in Canada. And that was Burn It Down on our Locals Only on the Liam Burke Show. Lots more still to come. I'm still looking at this album from Mr. Jim Bates, and it is, of course, Who Cares is the name of the album. Check it out on Spotify. And here is another track from Jim from the album Who Cares, and it's called Sunken Ships. There you go, Mr. Jim Bates and Sunken Ships from the album Who Cares? Check it out on Spotify. Loads more still to come from that album. Still check it out. Go to Spotify. You will not be disappointed. Now it's time for some more comedy. And this time around I've got a nearly early Tommy Tiernan. And this one around is a typical fight with an Irish mother.
You can't send your kids to school anyway. School is a bad idea. It's just a way of controlling children. Where is the best place to sit in school? In the corner, beside the radiator. Looking out the window. And what would you be looking at? Fuck all. Yeah. But you knew there was more wisdom out there than inside in the room, didn't you? The teacher would spot you. Tiernan, are you paying attention? And you'd reply, yes, sir. But not to you. My own school days were horrific in a sense, because I knew that every time I went home from school, I'd end up fighting with my mother. I have no fucking idea why. This heightened, hysterical, fucking hawk of a woman. I had a 4-mile walk home from school. Uphill. The National Library of Ireland on my back. I'd get into the kitchen, I'd just drop it. She'd hop out of a fucking cupboard. Don't throw your back on the floor! How many times have I told you not to throw your back on the floor? Don't fuck with me, Tom. I'll kill you. I will fucking kill you. And if the police come round, I say I never saw you before in my life. Your dinner. Ha 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 ha. You'll be fucking lucky. Don't ever fucking look at me again. How was school? How come they never bring anybody home? Is it because you think I'm mental? I'll fucking show you mental. Do you remember listening to your parents argue at night? Up in the kitchen, all you'd hear is your mother's voice. And you're lying in bed thinking, Daddy, fucking say something, will you please? Give me a role model. Give me something to hang on to. Eventually, 4 hours later, you hear, followed by, do you remember listening to your parents make love at night? Is there anything as fucking hideous? Every Friday night it happened in our house. Mammy and Daddy would go out for a few drinks. They were in the room next to mine, and about 1:15 I'd hear it kick off. The Spring Symphony. And on and on and on. 3 hours later, your father, too drunk to come, still fucking you're waiting for the bed to die. You're hoping for the flatline. You're lying in the next room going, for fuck's sake, I have soccer training in the morning. I need some sleep. You're thinking, what can I do to hurry things up? So you think to yourself, maybe if I gave Daddy a few words of encouragement. So you start shouting, go on, Daddy. Drive her like you stole her. You're a horse of a man, Daddy. You're a horse. You have to give your mother some encouragement as well, don't you? Lift your hips, Mammy. Lift your hips. You're a goddess in the dark.
To get to heaven, take the stairway. To to get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Let's turn it up, let's turn it up.
There you go, The Professor, and let's turn it up from the album Dark Emerald Highway. It must be something in the water up there, because there's so many great artists coming out of the, what would I say, just in around the border there, Monaghan and Cavan direction. You have Tony Smith, you have Pat McManus, you have Des Murphy, Jordan Dennis, who else up that way? Paul McCann. So many more up that direction, and it's just fantastic to have all the guys on board. And on this Locals Only, it's just great having all these guys and being able to put them together so that you can get to hear. And speaking of Mr. Paul McCann, here is Paul McCann with Keep the Devil Within. There you go, Mr. Paul McCann from up around the Cavan direction. And Keep the Devil Within. On the Liam Burke Show, Locals Only, for this week. And I always throw them in amongst the shows as well, but just so many locals, it's unreal. And we'll even get a couple of tracks from some of the artists this week as well. So I'm looking forward to playing them. And here's another man I had the opportunity to play his music for a long time. I must actually get in contact with Roy, have a chat with him on the show as well. Here's Roy Shields and Michaela.
I'm waiting for sunrise and strangers to call, and when I
go, Mr. Roy Shields and Michaela. Check it out as well. It's been fantastic just playing all this stuff, and I love it. On Locals Only on the Liam Burke Show. Now, I want to dig back into a little bit of a time gone by from the legend that is, and he is the, what would I say, he looks after the website for me on the Liam Burke Show. It is, of course, Mr. Tommy Kelly, and this is from an album Let me just it was an EP had out a few years ago. I'm trying to see if it tells me when. No, it doesn't say. I'm sure if I look, I could find it. But anyway, it's from an album called, or an EP called, 458. And this track I want to play for you from Mr. Tommy Kelly is Finale. There you go, the very haunting and beautiful song called Finale from Mr. Tommy Kelly. And it was, just looking back now, it was an EP from 2013, 9 years ago. Classic. Still great. We might get another one in from Tommy later on in the show as well. Now, what have I got for you? Ah, yes, another great track coming up as well. This one from Mr. Johnny Gallagher. Well, I haven't even picked it yet. I have to go and pick one. I should have been sitting there. I was just so engrossed in that song. There is one he had, and I'm trying to think what it was. Well, I could do The Wonderful Tonight. I could do... Actually, I do that one. I might do this one. I think I did this one a couple of years ago, but I might do it again, or last year maybe. This one is from Johnny Gallagher and the Boxty Band, and it is called The Cowboy of Deep Blue Sea.
We'll be right back.
There you go, that was Johnny Gallagher and the Boxty Band and the Cowboy of the Deep Blue Sea on Liam Burke's show, Locals Only, for this week. And more comedy this time around, and it's another Irish comedian, Jason Bourne, live at the Apollo.
Hello! Yeah, it's really good to be in Britain. It's great to be in a place which is as miserable as Ireland. It's fantastic. Because I come from a, you know, an Irish background from the 70s and 80s. I was a really weird-looking little kid. I also had a special eye, or a lazy eye, or a bung eye, or as I found out in Scotland, a cock eye! That's what I had, and I had huge glasses to magnify the special eye. Just in case children from a distance couldn't see the special eye. And then what did the doctors do? They put a patch over my good eye. I spent half my childhood banging into shit. I couldn't see anything. And the boys were quite rough when I was a kid. You know, I used to stand with the girls when the guys were on a swing. You know, I don't know, there's loads of young people here. I'm not too sure if you know what a swing is. Stick in a rope. Real recession times. Real recession times. Not the recession we're in now.
Oh, I can't go on my third holiday. Oh, really? Can you not?
You want to be, when I was a kid, sitting in a puddle with your best friend. With my special eye. Are you enjoying the puddle, Dermot? Yes, I am enjoying the puddle. Isn't it fun?
Well, the blokes built a swing that I couldn't get on because I was too scared of breaking me special eye.
It was dangerous. It was like off a 20-foot drop from a tree right down into a dried riverbed, and over here there was like dead rats, barbed wire, and tramps, and some petrol setting fire. I had to kill you. That was the rules. I just stood with the girls with my special eye, just watching it. It's very dangerous, girls, isn't it? I'll never get on that. And eventually, after 6 months, I went, look, just get on it, Bourne. Just get on it. So I said, right, I will. I will get on that swing and enjoy myself. And I got up into the tree and I stood on that branch and they swung up the rope and I couldn't catch it because I was seeing two ropes with my special eyes. Bring it up. One of them had to bring it up, put the stick between my legs, hold me up like this on the branch. There was guys on the ground going, is he up there? Is he up there?
They're going, yeah, you can just see his testicles either side of the rope there. And the special eye sticking out the edge there.
And they let go of me. Oh my God, I felt amazing. I swung across. Yeah, I'm free. And on the third swing, this is no shit, the thing snapped on me. And me and my special eye into the bushes, upside down. Kids asked me, was I okay? I wasn't okay. I'd hurt my coccyx. I was in bits. So now I had to walk home with my coccyx sprained or broken. I didn't know, right? My special eye, my patch, and my huge glasses. To find the road, going, I'm okay, I'll find the road, I'm okay, I'll find the road. Got to the edge of the road, this is no messing, I got to the edge of the road, and I checked the road. I went, there's no cars that way, and there's no cars that way. Special eye says to go ahead. And I went out, and the minute I stood on the road, a car hit me on the hip. On the hip, this is no joke, spun me up in the air, I did a somersault, landed on the bonnet, spun off, landed on the ground, and stood up and just kept walking. I didn't even know I was knocked down. I thought my special eye was having an epileptic fit in my head.
Jesus, that was weird.
The guy in the car was in more shock than I was. He reversed up, right? Reversed up, leaned over, wound down the window, wound it down, young people. He wound it down. He leaned across and wound it down. Not the master switch. He leaned across with his huge arm and wound it down. And the window came down like this. And then it fell into the door. And he looked out at me and he went, I just knocked you down, son. Are you okay? And I remember looking up at my special eye and just going, I'm not allowed to talk to strangers. And I walked home. But this is the thing. All that time, I got knocked down. I got knocked out by a basketball. All these things happened to me. But I never really broke anything. Never. Okay? And all the young people, you take heed of this. Till I was 36. That's when I realized I was old. And this is where I ripped the cartilage in my knee. I couldn't believe it. I needed a quick poo. This is no messing. I ran into the toilet, pulled my trousers down, bent down too quickly, and me knee fell off. No bungee jumping parachute stories for the grandchildren.
What happened to Grandad's knee?
Oh, he was having a shit and it fell off. And when you have a shit like that and you break your knee, especially the cartilage, your knee locks. It locks. I was stuck on the toilet with my trousers halfway down. I couldn't get up. I had to call my wife. Now, I'm with my wife 12 years. It doesn't matter what she sees anymore. The hate in our marriage couldn't get any bigger. So I was able to call my wife. Brenda! She came, opened the door, looked at me, and went, what? I broke my knee having a shit. And she looked at me, my loving wife, meant, you idiot! I haven't time for this. I've a dinner on. But I was stuck on the toilet. You'll have to help me up. So she put her arms around me and she went to lift me up and I went, you'll have to do something else first. She went, I am not doing that. So this is what she did instead. She held me off the toilet about an inch and she shook me from side to side. We didn't make love for at least 4 months after that.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
Damn right.
There you go, Mr. Jim Bates and Walking on Fire from the album Who Cares? Check it out on Spotify and give it a like. And even maybe hang on to it. Just save it to your favourites because you won't be disappointed. Anyway, and before that you had Mr. Jason Bourne live at the Apollo. Liam Bourke on the Liam Bourke Show with Locals Only. I do hope you're enjoying it. And if you want or have people that you think that I should play here, why not let me know and I'll do my best to play it. Like this man here, Mr. Des Murphy, and he brings a lot of ideas.
Ideas swaying brightly from tops of trees, shimmering, intriguing possibilities. Time to even give consideration to all the little things remain undone. Dreamers borrow time when they're able, losing sight of food upon the table. The world slows down, you steal another moment, amazed away another day is almost spent. Sunlight, sometimes you see them flowing in the fiddler's arm or in the meadow mowing. Sitting down and putting pen to paper with no guarantee of anything much later. One new morning, and the birds are out and all. Tears are just falling. For a moment I can own my very own day. For the world is woken up, brushed all of our dreams away. Just give me one more day, or at least one new morning. And the birds are out and on, tears are just falling. For the world is woken up, and ideas are just gone. Before the world is woken up,
There you go, Mr. Des Murphy, all the way up there in Monaghan Town, and does a great Monaghan Blues Festival every month. If you're free on a Friday, the last Friday of every month, Des organises it. Monaghan Blues Festival, or Monaghan, I think it's the blues, isn't it? Anyway, Des is an absolute legend. He's practising drums at the minute, so do keep encouraging him. I should be doing it too, but I'm a bit lazy. And that's from an album that Des had out a couple of years ago called Ideas. And that is the title track. Des Murphy and Ideas. Now, you know my old buddy, Roy Shields, pops up on every year. And I'm presuming he's another one coming out this year on the 15th of July. And I want to play this one from Mr. Roy Shields again. It's an album from previous years. And here is Call My Name, Mr. Roy Shields, on Liam Bourke's Local Only, Locals Only. Mr. Roy Shields and Call My Name. And as I said, I'm hoping that Roy will have a new album coming out next month. Or the beginning, not next month, in the middle of this month, on the 15th. He usually has it out the 15th for his birthday. So hopefully he'll have that one out again and we'll get to play more tunes from Mr. Roy Shields. Jesus, I'm all at 67th. Anyway, you're listening to Liam Bourke on the Liam Bourke Show, Locals Only. And here's another track from Mr. Tony Smith from Tone Songs. And it's called On My Way.
I was rolling down the road, moving on my mind, when I seen a blue flashing light from behind.
sonny. You weren't going too slow. I was feeling kind of tired. The sun was creeping down. Yeah, that's what it brought me to this side of town. So I explained I was getting away from circumstances I could not deny. Forgive me whatever it is I have done. I can't remember why I'm on the run. Must have been treason or some. Destination would take another day, so I pulled into a motel on my way. The lady at the desk asked me, was I alone? I said, more than ever. She picked up the phone. Forgive me, forgive me.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Tony Smith with Tone Songs and On My Way from his album. Go check it out. Absolutely fantastic. Now, just before I finish off on the Liam Burke Show, just want to thank everyone for listening in to Locals Only on the Liam Burke Show. Some great artists, all great artists that live around or near enough to me here. And that's what I wanted to play, just to give them some airtime together, because it's just fantastic music out there. Better than all that crap they're trying to put together on all these talent shows on TV. So anyway, I want to give you a flavour, and that's what I did, of the show and of the all the bands and the artists that are around me here. They're phenomenal, doing work from so much work and putting out so much great work, great music, and it's phenomenal. So until next week, I'm going to sign off with this one from Mr. TK, Tommy Kelly, and here is The Stars Descend. Until next week, Liam Burke signing off the Liam Burke Show. Thank you for joining me on Locals Only.